Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Oh. He's falling apart.
I know.
He's falling apart.
We sung his praises, and now
exactly.
It's the Dojo Cat curse.
You're playing the number three man in the world, and you're not in the same ballpark as he is, but you're riding high. You had a chance, man.
3-3 in the tiebreaker, up two sets to one. And now he is totally falling apart right now.
That's why it's so hard to be out there on your own in a sport like that, you know, where you're just kind of looking around going, what do I do? You don't have a team around you. You can't really talk to anyone. It's tough. Tough. All right, boys. So.
Okay, go ahead. We're listening.
This guy says, my teenage sons watched the 2002, and I don't know this fight, Don Fry versus Yoshihiro Takeyama fight every day. Is that crazy fight the most Rocky movie script fight seen? So I don't know what that fight is, but the only Rocky-esque fight that I remember seeing was Hagler Hearns. Those, was it three rounds?
Three rounds.
Yeah. Where it was punches landed like you saw in Rocky. Right?
Yes.
All out.
Yeah.
Is that the most ridiculous fight that we've seen?
Where two people.
For two people. Yeah. For,
yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because the Tyson fights where he just, it lasts, you know,
one
round and he's done. Those are the most ridiculous. But when it comes to.
I mean, the back and forth. Toe, yeah. Just getting the
That's
crap
probably
knocked
the
out.
Best one.
Just throwing haymakers.
I thought, I thought the first Fury Wilder fight was really good. The last two were nothing. It was terrible. But the first one had kind of them toe to toe. And then Wilder knocked him down in the 12th and everybody thought it was over. Like, he was on his back, glassy eyed. And all of a sudden he set up like the Undertaker and then got up and finished the fight. And I think they had the first one a draw and then Fury is. Got him the last couple of times.
Speaking of that, have y'all seen that video? So Anne Heche, RIP, the actress, she checked out like 6 months ago or something. She ran her car into a house, and that's how she died. But they were like, they thought she was dead, and there's video of her wheeling her into the ambulance on a gurney in a body bag, and all of a sudden the body bag shoots straight
up.
Oh
my God.
She's alive.
Thumbs up.
They didn't drop the gurney and start running?
I would have freaked out.
I think I would have passed out. You know, you saw the people at those early Michael Jackson concerts that was screaming. I would have done that.
Okay, Corby, you can play one round at Augusta each year. I'm guessing until I'm dead. But you must be the official spokesman for Dude Perfect. Would you do it?
And you have to speak glowingly. You can't make fun of them.
Yes, I would do
that. Of course you would. You wouldn't even have to think about that. Stop.
I would.
No way.
Me.
Stop.
Hey, I'd become an honorary member because
exactly.
Cody, Corey, and Corby. I'd be like, what's up, bros? What's going on?
They're over at Gentle Creek and Prosper. They're all right.
You're just high-stepping when they make a shot.
Oh, yeah?
As much as, as badly as you the talk fake about scream. Them. You have your golf bag next to you, realizing that you're playing at the Masters. And you're just dancing every time they make a shot.
Logo patch on your bag.
Okay, I need that. I need that.
Donnie, all four pro teams are guaranteed to have championship dynasties over the next 10 years.
Let's go.
But you have to live in Houston for those years.
Oh, so easy.
I'm good.
Of course you are. No. Donovan.
You would live there.
Of course you would.
You get to celebrate it in front of the Houston fans.
Exactly. You get to dunk on them.
But I'm in Houston.
And the Rangers beat the Astros in the ALCS. You dunk on them.
But I'm in Houston. That's the problem.
Not that problematic.
All right, Joe, would you do this? You have a choice. You either take $1 million right now, or you risk it for $20 million by playing a handicap-adjusted round of golf against Conrad Schindler. So Conrad's our guy. He's been on the PGA Tour.
I met him. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're carrying a 10.
Yeah. No, I get it. How many strokes do I get? Every bet is won on the first tee box. If Conrad gives me Right now, my index is an 8.1. If Conrad gives me 13 strokes, I would make the bet.
You would go for $20
million? I would go for $20 million.
Man, those guys
are... You already have the million in the bank, so it doesn't even doesn't matter.
Yes.
You
know,
those guys are so used, though, to that type of stuff.
It's impervious. Dude, they are impervious.
You wouldn't be able to hit a ball. $20 million on the line?
$19 million, to be exact, and I got a million in my pocket.
No.
You have to risk the million. You have to risk the million.
You either get a million...
I got you.
Right. For nothing.
Yeah. Or...
Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take that million. I'm a professional broadcaster. I'm not a professional golfer.
I think that you would get closed out if it was like match play.
9-8.
Well, first of all, it would have to be match play, and I promise you.
Because you would make like a 12 on hole.
I promise you. Right. I promise you I would not get closed out before the 15th or 16th. I promise you.
Challenge!
Now I don't know how we could recreate that. You know, but I promise you, I would prolong the match.
Wouldn't it be great, like, if guys like Cuban were listening right now and was like, let's go.
I'll fund it.
Like, who cares? It's like $50 for him.
Well, you got to know, though, I'm made for match play, Corby. I am made for match play.
Let's get this thing up to Frisco.
I am inaccurate. My short game is suspect. I am made for, hey, that hole's over. Let me try and bomb the next one and have an 8-iron in.
Conrad would beat me 14 and 13.
Yeah.
Yes, Conrad. No. I take that back. 17 and 16.
For $10 million.
This wouldn't even keep going. Mathematically, it's possible, but we're done.
Right.
Yeah, we're done, dude.
For $10 million, would you take having the hiccups that everyone can hear for 1 year straight?
No.
Like obnoxious.
I would need a special dispensation.
Well, you would, I mean.
Could I not have them while I'm on air?
No, you have to. It's a million.
You would just have to quit your job, basically. It couldn't work. You get 10 million. I mean, dude. But you can't, like, stay in your house the whole time.
Hiccups hurt.
I hate hiccups. For a year. How about when you're sleeping?
You're finally at that point in the dream where everything's working out.
Could you?
All of a sudden.
Could your body adjust to that, though? Would you get used to it at all? Like, think about it. Could you sleep through the hiccups?
I don't know.
10 million?
Yes.
No, I'm in.
That's a year. You will be in.
It may kill you.
I'm so miserable.
It may mentally kill you.
I know.
What does not kill you makes you stronger. For 10 million, I'm in. Okay. I'm in.
All right.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, it would
take
a lot.
Hiccups for 5 minutes. Now you're telling me a whole entire year?
I mean,
last week we talked about how no one could score 15 points in an NBA game.
True.
That was like the $10 million question or whatever it was. It was the same thing I just offered for you, Conrad Schindler-wise. You take a million or you can get 20 million if you score 15 points in NBA. Yeah, can't do it.
God, no.
All right. What about 50 points over an entire season?
82 games? Okay, now we're talking.
What are we talking about?
Okay, no. What do I have to risk? I'll take that. I'll take 50 points in 82 games. Absolutely. Me right now being the old man that I am.
Bruh.
A million for free, or...
I'd risk it.
What about like the first six games, you got nothing? Zero.
I have 76 games to go.
I know.
Still, and only need to average less than a point a game.
And you're thinking that you just need to get to the line, but you can't even... They won't even foul you. You're just getting swatted everywhere.
No.
Self-check.
Nah, I'll take that. I would definitely take that. I'm getting to 50 points in a season.
No, you're not.
If I'm guaranteed play in every single game...
And the other teams know what's going on.
Yeah.
No.
I'll take it.
There's no way.
Yes.
No.
I'll take that.
It would be the most incredible thing to watch.
But just think about it, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm on the road.
Highest rated NBA games of all time.
I'm on a road for a full season with an NBA team.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
How fun is that?
Now you're talking value added. Okay.
Right. But then I'm getting to 50.
But you're
going
to lose $1 million.
That's okay.
Because you're not getting to 50.
I'm getting to 50 in 82 games.
Donovan's going to make them foul him and put him on the line.
I'm getting to 50.
Why would they foul him? They would just wait. and jump up faster than you and swat it to half court.
There's no need to ever foul, ever.
There's going to be one time in that game where they're going to set a double screen for me. And, you know how, and I'm going to get loose, and I'm going to make my midi, and that's going to be, and I'm going to be 48 points closer.
You're going to get more technicals for flopping.
Is it subtracting from my points?
Tyler, would you take that bet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I do.
Why not?
Of course.
Let's do it.
Of course he
tomorrow.
Would.
Yeah. Jeez. What's the coolest sports moment you've been to in person that your team wasn't involved in? So, like, we've all seen the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the Rangers.
Right. I went to a game. I went to a Saints 49ers game at the Superdome. And if you haven't seen a game there, it's a college atmosphere. It's incredible. The game went to OT, and it was a game-winning field goal right where we were sitting.
Really?
And the place went crazy. It was so much fun.
I don't think I go to many games that my teams aren't involved in, you know? Or the teams that I root for.
I do. I was in the corner when Vince Young scores. And it's still the best moment. I was right in that corner of the end zone.
That's great.
In the Rose Bowl. And it's still it's the top moment I've covered. It's the top moment I've witnessed in person. It was.
And you don't give a rip about Texas or USC.
Neither one of them. They're not my teams.
Yeah.
No. And they're not my teams. And then if you look on the, whatever, the 30 for 30 or whatever they did, you see me like running after Matthew McConaughey with my mic trying to get a sound bite.
Are you serious? Okay. So I was thinking in my head, you were in the corner in the stands. You were on the field.
No, I was covering
it. Oh my God. So he ran right at you.
Right at us. And the best thing is this was in the days when they actually still let the media on the field during the game. Never happens now anymore, right? But we were on the field. They called us down. Well, there were 5 minutes left, right? And me and Arnold, the great Arnold Payne, we were in that corner standing next to each other. He runs in. Still remember when the clock went to zeros, you guys. AP starts running. I start running to the middle of the field. And we're just friggin' running. I don't know where the hell we're going.
Betty's flying everywhere.
Just running like crazy. He's trying to get to the coaches shaking hands. And then we go look for Vince, and then we go went and look for McConaughey, and I'm on the 30 for 30 there for like 2 seconds.
That's great.
It was
the rest of the media cool.
Absolutely. It just flooded back then. That whole end zone, they ushered us all into that end zone.
I remember,
and we landed in that corner.
I remember a time covering a Cowboy game, the first one I ever covered. It was at Texas Stadium, Cowboys Eagles. And they ushered us down on the field about 5 minutes to go.
And you're right there when the
game is ending. It was fun. It was a last-second win for the Cowboys, too. Place went crazy.
There are only a couple of NFL venues where you can still go down. With, like, 2 minutes left, they'll let you go on the field. Not many left, though. Used to be all of them.
Now I need to go watch the 30 for 30, see.
I know.
No, you'll see it.
See Trahan.
Don't blink.
So that was like, it was 2005. Did you have a giant afro? Because that's what everybody was wearing back then.
No, back then I did not. I did not have the fro. There's a picture of me with a giant afro, but I was 5.
Don't beat him up.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Snake.
Thanks, buddy.